This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It is Monday, July 6th. I'm Dylan Music. The Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission is currently removing all county emergency call boxes. KAZU's Aaron Mosberry reports.
RTC spokesperson Shannon Munns says the 65 call boxes were no longer cost-effective for the county since more people are relying on cell phones.
The RTC spends approximately $60,000 to $70,000 a year on maintaining these call boxes. And in 2025, there were only 38 service calls.
The county decommissioned the phones within the last few months and is now removing them. Munn says other counties like Riverside, San Bernardino, and Ventura have made similar moves. She adds that even in areas of the county with spotty cell service, the number of calls was minor. There's no plan to replace them. Aaron Mulsbury, KAZU News.
The Eaton fire destroyed more than 9,000 structures in Altadena last year. California State Senator Sasha Renee Perez has put forward a bill to protect the town from real estate speculators while residents rebuild. It would exempt Altadena from housing laws and make it easier for developers to build small houses and split land into more parcels. Reporter Ben Christopher has been covering the bill for our partner Cal Matters, and he says some see a downside. The laws this new bill would pause could actually help some homeowners who are struggling to pay for reconstruction.
A lot of fire survivors were underinsured. They're facing rising construction costs, and allowing them to sell off a piece of their property could help them to close that financial gap.
He says supporters frame the bill as putting a curb on out-of-town investors, but others fear it could inadvertently make it harder for some fire survivors to rebuild and stay in town. That's all for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.